We're doing the Sefer Masiyot, and we were up to an addendum, so to speak. We had finished the story of Rabbi Meir, and then we went back and started relearning the story the way the Medrash quotes it, different than the way Rabbi Nissen Gaon quotes it, where the Medrash says that when Rabbi Meir came to his host Yehuda, it was Purim, and that's how the host's wife got him drunk. And then also, the next morning, she claimed he slept with her, and he denied it. And she started telling him all kinds of different signs about his body. And when he heard that, so he got scared, and he realized, hey, she's right. It did happen last night. And he ran out of the house, embittered, wailing, put earth on his head, and said, woe to me, I've destroyed my world. This is the wages I'm going to get for all the Torah I've learned. Now that's it. I'm finished. What hope do I have? And he said he would go to the Rosh Yeshiva and ask him what to do. He asked his family members. They all said, hush, don't tell anyone. And he said, what hush? There's nothing to hush about. I have nothing left to hope for in this world if I don't rectify what happened there. And he went to the Rosh Yeshiva in Babylon, who said to him, I need to think about it for a day. And then the next day, the Rosh Yeshiva came to him and said, okay, the bottom line is we're gonna send you to the lion's den, and that'll be an atonement for you. And he took two brave students, and he told them to take Rabbi Meir, tie his hands, and put him in a place where lions frequent. And Rabbi Meir accepted it, and then he said, "Go hide yourself, and if the lions eat him up, bring me back his bones to eulogize him." And where we left off was that they put Rabbi Meir bound next to a tree, and they went away and hid themselves and stayed and watched. And where we left off was that night a lion walked up to Rabbi Meir and started sniffing him and growling. So it's the middle of the night, and the lion is pacing around him, sniffing him, and then he walks off and does nothing. The next day, they came back and told the Rosh Yeshiva what they saw. So he said, okay, take him back out there again tonight and do the same thing. Second night, they take him out and they tie him up and they leave him there. And Rabbi Meir was amenable to all this. Rabbi Meir said, whatever I have to do, I want to do. And so in the middle of the night, again a lion comes. And this time the lion not only sniffs him, but the lion puts his face against his face and knocks him over and walks off. They come back to the Rosh Yeshiva. They ask him, what now? He says, same thing on the third night. So again they tie him up and they bring him out, and the middle of the night a lion comes roaring and tearing through the forest and runs up to Rabbi Meir and opens his mouth, and we'll pick up here Bezat Hashem next time.
Yeah.